This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. As the lab science director of CWC Labs, today I am calling for the outlawing of Tide laundry pods. Now, just to be clear, I'm not calling for the outlawing of Tide laundry detergent across the board, even though I know that that detergent is full of toxic, poisonous chemicals. That is a fact. It's a fact that's admitted by Procter & Gamble, by the way. They put it right on their packaging. If you eat their product, call a poison center. So that's not, you know, some kind of wild leap or anything. It is poison to eat. So I'm not calling for banning all detergent from Procter & Gamble, even though it's toxic. I'm just saying that when they make these laundry pods that look like candy, they look like candy. They look like little muffins with icing on top. They look like something that little kids would want to eat. And of course, children are eating them. That should be banned. That should be abandoned. It's highly irresponsible. Now, I would prefer that government does not have to get involved in this. I would prefer that the company just pull that product themselves, out of a sense of doing what's right. But if they don't, then I do believe that government should step in and outlaw candy-shaped laundry detergent pods because children are going to eat them. You know, as a society, we've often banned things that are dangerous to children. For example, lead paint. You know, lead used to be in household paint and children would eat the paint and they would get lead poisoning. And lead paint was banned, I don't know what year it was. Was it the late 70s, perhaps? Something like that. They banned high lead in paint. And as a result, children are safer now, even children who eat paint. It's crazy. But, I mean, who would eat paint? But anyway, they do. I can't figure it out, but they eat paint. So why are we allowing Procter & Gamble to sell these Tide laundry pods that look like candy that is poisoning children? I mean, they're posting videos about it. So as you know, my laboratory, CWC Labs, we analyze Tide laundry pods, and we found over 700 chemical signatures in those pods, and we published the list of the chemical formulas of what we found, including some graphics showing the peaks in the chromatography. We used a combination of liquid chromatography and mass spectrometry, two different instruments, in order to identify all of these chemical peaks that are in the product. And by the way, we only injected 0.5 microliters of this product in order to see all those chemicals. It was astonishing how potent it was. I mean, it was unreal. I've never seen anything that's that heavily contaminated. Well, I don't know about the word contaminated, but I mean that heavily, that had such a chemical burden in one product at such a tiny injection. And I didn't even mention that was a diluted version of Tide. We had already diluted it like, I don't know, 10 to 1 or something like that. So it was diluted, and then we injected half a microliter, and it still showed 700-plus chemicals. The original finding was actually more than 1,200 chemicals. I cut it down to 700 because a lot of the other 500 didn't have a good peak shape or peak counts. In other words, they just weren't as prominent or as strong as the 700 that we kept in the list. So technically, there are way more than 700 different chemicals in this product. It's just 700 was, you know, that list was very solid. You could go down the list and you could look at the chromatography and identify each peak out of 700 chemicals. So we posted that. And I did that as a public service. It was part of the nonprofit Consumer Wellness Center research. And then I went on the Alex Jones show and shared this with the public as well. I got to thank Alex and InfoWars for having me on to talk about this, because the public needs to know. And isn't it interesting that it's InfoWars that now has the real science message that is protecting human health and protecting the environment? Isn't that interesting? You know, because usually leftists hate InfoWars, but InfoWars actually having me on with the accredited laboratory science, with a message of, hey, let's stop poisoning the environment with these toxic Tide chemicals, and hey, let's stop poisoning children. It's like InfoWars actually has the real science and is working to protect our planet, our ecosystems, and our health from these toxic chemicals. So, I mean, InfoWars is doing better true environmental protection than the so-called environmentalists. And you don't see environmentalists out there screaming about Tide Pods for some reason, because I guess they're all talking about CO2 as if it were a pollutant, even though carbon dioxide is nutrition for plants. You know, CO2 is necessary for forests and food crop production and for the greening of the planet. You got to have CO2. But they call that a pollutant. Meanwhile, they're not talking about the actual pollutants like biosludge and heavy metals sometimes, or Tide laundry pods like what we're talking about right here. It's just astonishing to me. To be a, quote, environmentalist, you have to abandon science today and join like some anti-CO2 cult. It's insane. But anyway, I'm doing real science on this. And thanks to you and your support, we're going to keep doing this for more products. That's what's cool. This was just the beginning. I don't know if I should say this, but we've already tested a couple of vaccines using the same system. And no, we didn't find 700 chemicals in the vaccines. We found fewer, but it's interesting. It's interesting. I mean, I hope there's not 700 chemicals in the vaccines. But no, there aren't. Not in our tests anyway. But I've got more tests coming, and we're going to be sharing that with you. I've also purchased, check this out. Procter & Gamble is going to hate me. Procter & Gamble. You know, I purchased a bunch of products that are like consumer, I don't know, toothpaste and mouthwash, deodorant, what else? Shampoo, stuff like that. Like stuff that the average consumer is poisoning themselves with, but they don't even know they're poisoning themselves because they're so poisoned that like that part of their brain function is practically shut down. They can't even think critically anymore. So every day they get up and they shower themselves in like toxic chemical stew. And before they leave the house in the morning, they've already poisoned themselves with 300 different chemicals. At least, and women are even worse and because of all the cosmetics typically that they use and all the perfumes and other toxins. So I just decided, hey, I'm just going to buy these products. So I bought them from Amazon because Amazon sells every toxic chemical product imaginable because they don't care. They don't care about your health. As long as it's not illegal, they'll sell it to you even if it causes cancer. They don't care. Jeff Bezos' profit model. It's like, as long as he can profit off of cancer chemicals, I mean, as long as they're legal, that's what he's going to do. So anyway, I bought all these on Amazon. I've got a bunch of products sitting in the lab right now. Like I mentioned, like deodorants and mouthwash and stuff. And we're going to just be running those through the same mass spec system in order to get the results and share those results publicly. And I don't know. Some of these corporations may not like it, but you know what? You're selling the products. They contain these chemicals. I have every right to look at those chemicals and tell people what's in it. If you're gonna sell this stuff, we have the right to look at it. You want it to be a secret, then don't put it in a product that's on the shelf at Walmart or Amazon or grocery stores for that matter. And speaking of grocery stores, check this out. You know we're gonna do this with food too, right? I'll spill the beans on this. I'm going to send a spy into Whole Foods, okay? Now, all of you Whole Foods executives listening, I'm giving you fair warning here, okay? I'm sending a spy into Whole Foods. I'm telling you in advance. And we're going to buy Whole Foods branded products that are labeled organic. And then we're going to test them to see if they contain pesticides. Isn't that interesting? Now, I hope that the results will be positive for Whole Foods and say, hey, we did this and we didn't find any pesticides. And if that's the case, I will publish that because I'm committed to scientific truth. So I will say, guess what? We didn't find any pesticides in this product, you know, 365 or whatever their brand is. I think that's it, 365. Other brands, maybe. But stuff that's labeled organic. I want to see if there's pesticides in organic products. Don't you? Don't you want to know that? I want to know that. So that's what I'm going to do. And if we find pesticides, I'm going to name the pesticides. Well, actually, we'll confirm the test more than once. Because when I get a positive result like that, that's like, whoa, what's this freaking pesticide doing in this organic, you know, I don't whatever rice from Whole Foods? I'm not just going to publish that based on one test. I would do another follow-up test just to make sure, because that's a pretty serious thing to say that somebody's organic food contains crazy pesticides, right? Pretty serious thing. So I take this responsibility very seriously. So, you know, we'll confirm it if it's the case. But I hope we don't find that. I hope that we can say, hey, we tested Whole Foods products and they were clean. At least clean of these pesticides. That's what I hope. But we'll see. I don't know. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you in advance what this is going to be. I just know that the laws of physics and chemistry will tell us the answers. And then we'll share those answers with you. Now, getting back to what I was going to say before I got distracted by the Whole Foods thing, is we're going to go into grocery stores too, and we're going to buy over-the-counter medicines and vitamins. Okay? So like cheap corporate vitamins. I want to see what's in the vitamins, frankly, because there's a lot of crap in sort of the low-end vitamin brands that use synthetic chemicals and such. And sure, we'll be able to see those synthetic chemicals. Like there might be chemicals like this one is, you know, vitamin B12. Maybe we find cyanocobalamin. Maybe it shows up as a peak. That's to be expected. Nothing wrong with finding the vitamins in the vitamins. But what if we find other stuff that's not vitamins? What if we find like crazy hormones or toxins or pesticides even? Who knows? Or solvents. I don't know. So we're going to look at those too. And share those results publicly. This is a whole new era. We're talking about science, the independent science for the public. I mean, how cool is this? Where we have a lab and we have the willingness to just go out and buy stuff, off-the-shelf products, even fast food stuff. Like we'll grind up a Big Mac and shove that through the system. Well, not the whole thing, but you know, like a microliter of a Big Mac slurry or something. We'll run that through the system and find out what's in the Big Mac. Because I'm curious. How about the ketchup packets at McDonald's? What's in the ketchup packets? Which pesticides are found in the ketchup packets? We'll find out. And we're the only lab in the world willing to do this, and we can only do it because of your support. So just if you want to support us, go to healthrangerstore.com. Healthrangerstore.com. Over 600 products now, lab verified. Sadly, at the moment, I think 100 of them are out of stock. I apologize. We have had such a surge of interest in our lab verified products that right now we cannot keep up with production demand. It's become an issue. We're moving to a new building soon. We'll have much better bandwidth and production at that time. But right now, if you go to healthrangerstore.com, we are out of so much stuff. I was even shopping on there and I was trying to get cacao nibs and I found we're out of stock. And I talked to my store manager. I'm like, seriously? Like, you don't even have cacao nibs, you know, for me? Nope, we sold them all. Oh, what about turmeric? Oh, we sold all that too. That's gone. Oh, man. I am seriously about to run out of turmeric in my own morning smoothies. And I don't dare go buy some random off-the-shelf turmeric powder because I don't know if it's clean, okay? The stuff that I buy is stuff that I've tested. I mean, the stuff I eat in my own smoothies is stuff that I've tested. I don't trust brands that I haven't tested. So this is why we're going to be testing more and more brands, by the way. And we'll either be certifying those brands to be, you know, clean or maybe not clean, depending on what the science tells us. That's what's cool about this. It has nothing to do with my opinion or my politics or anything like that. If it turns out, like Jeff Bezos, let's take Bezos. Even though I think Bezos is a smart individual, I don't like his lack of ethics. I think he's an evil globalist, frankly. But despite that, if his products test clean, I will say they're clean. Why? Because I'm more dedicated to the truth than I am about some political agenda. You know, even though I disagree with Bezos, I'm not going to lie about his products. If they're clean, I'm going to say they're clean. If they're not clean, I'm going to say that too. It's just simple matter of fact. That's all there is to it. You know, the science says what the science says. I mean, I got to produce a report for everything, you know, that I say. I mean, there's a log file. There's an instrument analysis run. I mean, you can't just make stuff up. I guess unless you're a government lab, they make stuff up all the time. But we don't make things up. The instrument tells us the truth. And then we tell you the truth that the instrument told us. It's that simple. Science doesn't lie unless there are scientists who are liars who twist the science or have fake data or what have you, you know, like they do in clinical trials for pharmaceuticals and so on. But we don't do that. We tell the truth. So thank you for your support, by the way, just to wrap this up. It's because of your support that we are able to do this. I mean, this laboratory is so expensive. You wonder why, like, why is nobody else doing this? Why is nobody else doing what the Health Ranger is doing with the private lab? The answer is because, number one, it's crazy expensive. You will spend over $1 million easy just to begin to do what we do. We're actually $2 million into the lab at this point. So figure between $1 and $2 million. And then the average person will take 3 to 4 years easy to learn how to run these instruments. Now, I've had to hire chemists and PhD people. I've been trained. I just happen to be a fast learner. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying I happen to learn quickly because I've got, you know, God blessed me with good neurology and I've taken care of my health. So I learned quickly and I was able to pick it up much, you know, very, very quickly. But even then, it took me, I think, a good solid year on the time of flight instrument, the mass spec instrument, to be able to be really, really, to be proficient and to know exactly what I'm doing with that instrument. You know, just like it took almost a year on the ICP-MS to get very, very proficient at that instrument as well. It takes training and it takes time. This is why nobody else is doing this. I know that people have called these instrument companies like Waters and Agilent and others, and they've called them and they say, well, how much for a heavy metals testing machine? And, you know, they hear the answer, $350,000, and you have to set up this electrical system for the vacuum generation, and you have to have nitrogen gas and argon gas, and you have to have this facility with the filtration and particulate matter reduction, and then you have to have a fume hood to handle the nitric acid digestion. You have to have a sample prep system. You have to have all these very precise pipette systems. Every pipette costs you $400. They're only good for 6 months of calibration. You have to have them recalibrated, and on and on and on. And people go, what? What? Because the average consumer out there is like, I thought you just take a piece of a chocolate bar and stick it in a machine, hit go, and it tells you how much cadmium is in it. No, it's nothing like that. You have to have a whole laboratory, an entire infrastructure set up to do these tests, a whole system set up. And then sometimes something happens, like the other day, some dude sends us a sample for our heavy metals test, and it was crazy high lead. And it had so much lead in it, it took us 30 minutes to clean the damn lead out of the system with hydrochloric acid. So whoever you are out there that sent us a crazy high lead sample, thank you very much for blowing through 30 minutes of nitric acid and hydrochloric acid as we cleaned out the system just to get your lead out. It's insane. Sometimes people send us stuff like that. And it's like, dude, what are you eating? Where did you find this? Well, I guess in that case, it was maybe like a paint sample or something. But people send us stuff. Like one time we had a sample that was 800 parts per million mercury. Off the charts. The instrument actually says OR. If it's over range, like the instrument says, this is so much damn mercury, we can't even measure it. It's so off the charts that the detector is saturated. That's what it said. It was OR. And then we had to dilute it by a factor of 1,001 and measure it again. And that's how we came up with 800 parts per million. Sometimes you got to take these samples and you got to re-dilute them to bring them down to the level where they can actually be quantitated in terms of detection. And that's what happened with those mercury pills. Those were pills. Those were pills that some crazy Indian guru, fake huckster quack dude was selling to people in seminars all across America. Like he runs these healing Indian guru seminars and he sells people these contaminated mercury pills. And then when they get sick and vomit, he says, oh, it's part of your detox healing process. You're just healing from the inside out. And no, you're poisoning these people, you asshole. It's like, what is wrong with these people? I'm sorry. I don't mean to get overly excited about this, but part of my mission is also to expose the poisons that people are pushing out there, whether it's poison in a dietary supplement or some super guru magic pill or some off-the-shelf, you know, Tide laundry pod, which is poison as well. I don't have any bias to where it came from. I just don't want you to poison people, okay? That's all. Just stop poisoning people. And I'm using good science to help protect people from the poisoning. So bottom line, thank you. Thank you, seriously, for your support. We couldn't do it without you. We need your support to continue doing it. So please shop at the Health Ranger store, healthrangerstore.com, and help us continue to do this. We'll keep bringing you this information just as I promised. I mean, how often have you ever run into people who do what they say? This is so rare these days. Oh my God, this dude's doing what he said he was going to do? No way. You're kidding me. He's doing what he said? You mean he's using money to do good for the world? Oh my God, it's just an alien idea to the entire mainstream media, which is why they don't dare, you know, publish any of the work that I'm doing. They can't fathom the idea of a non-government doing amazing science for the benefit of humanity. It's just an alien idea to the entire media, which is fake news. In any case, read my website, naturalnews.com, and also check out, of course, healthrangerreport.com for podcasts. Got more podcasts coming every day, several a day, actually, at this point. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. I commit to you. I will continue on this path. I will use good science, honesty, and transparency to bring you this information in the public interest. That's my mission. Thank you for supporting me.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.